Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, "The inevitable. What is the inevitable? And what will make you know what the inevitable is?" Welcome to Before the Trumpet. I am Shu'aib and I'm pleased to take you on a journey through the texts of the Quran and Sunnah, tracing the signs that lead to the final hour and events of the inevitable. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه ومن اهتدى بهديه واقتدى بسنته إلى يوم الدين وبعد السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته and welcome back to our series on the signs of the day of judgment. Inshallah, we continue now with what the state of the people will be on that day. We begin with the state of those who have disbelieved, those who are wrongdoers, the disbelievers, the kuffar, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refers to them in the Holy Quran in numerous places. What will their state be on the day of Qiyamah? Their humiliation, their regret, their despair. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, يَوْمَ يَخْرُجُونَ مِنَ الْأَجْدَاثِ سِرَاعًا كَأَنَّهُمْ إِلَى نُصُبٍ يُوفِضُونَ خَاشِعَةً بُصَارُهُمْ تَرْهَقُهُمْ ذِلَّةِ ذَلِكَ الْيَوْمُ الَّذِي كَانُوا يُوعَدُونَ The day when they will come out of the graves quickly as racing to a goal with their eyes lowered in fear and humility, nanimini covering them all over. That is the day which they were promised. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also said, فَتَوَلَّ عَنْهُمْ يَوْمَ يَدُعُ الدَّاعِ إِلَى شَيْءٍ نُكُرْ خُشَّ عَنَّ بُصَارُهُمْ يَخْرُجُونَ مِنَ الْأَجْدَاثِ كَأَنَّهُمْ جَرَادٌ مُنْتَشِرٌ مُهْطِعِينَ إِلَى الدَّاعِ يَقُولُ الْكَافِرُونَ هَذَا يَوْمٌ عَسِرٌ So, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, withdraw from them the day that the caller will call them to a terrible thing. They will come forth with humbled eyes before their graves as if they were locusts spread abroad, hastening towards the caller. The disbelievers will say, "This is a hard day." Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that they will bewail their fate. وَنُفِخَ فِي الصُّورِ فَإِذَا هُم مِّنَ الْأَجْدَاثِ إِلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ يَنْسِلُونَ And the trumpet will be blown, the second blowing, and behold, from the graves they will come out, and quickly to their Lord they will come out. They will say, "Woe to us! Who has raised us up from our place of sleep?" So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes the terror that will overwhelm the disbelievers on the day when they will stand before Allah. وَأَنذِرْهُمْ يَوْمَ الْآزِفَةِ إِذِ الْقُلُوبُ لَدَى الْحَنَاجِرِ كَاظِمِينَ مَا لِلظَّالِمِينَ مِنْ حَمِيمٍ وَلَا شَفِيعٍ يُطَاعُ O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and warn them of the day that is drawing near, the day of resurrection, when the hearts will be choking the throats, and they can neither return their hearts to their chests, nor can they throw them out. There will be no friend nor an intercessor for the zalimun, who are the wrongdoers. And the sun on that day will be brought close to the people's heads, and until the distance between it and the people will be no more than 1 mile. And if it were not for the fact that they will be recreated in a form that will not die, it would melt them and cause them to evaporate. But after their death, they will not die again. We find in the hadith of Sahih Muslim, Al-Miqdad ibn al-Aws Aswad radiyallahu anhu, he narrated, "I heard the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam say that on the day of Qiyamah, the sun will be brought so close to the people that it will be as close to them as 1 mile. And on that day, the disbelievers will know for sure that their sins are not forgiven and that their excuses are not accepted. So they will then despair of the mercy of Allah." Allah said, يَوْمَ تَقُومُ السَّاعَةُ يُبْلِسُ الْمُجْرِمُونَ And on the day when the hour will be established, the mujrimun, the disbelievers, they'll be plunged into destruction with deep regrets, sorrows, and despair. And on that day, the disbelievers will wish that Allah would destroy them and turn them into dust. يومئذ يود الذين كفروا وعصوا الرسول لو تسوى بهم الأرض. On that day, those who disbelieved and disobeyed the messenger, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they will wish that they were buried in the earth. And another thing that we know from that day, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that the dispute of the people of the fire will, it'll take place when they see with their own eyes the punishment that Allah has prepared for them and the horrors that surround them. They'll hate themselves. They'll hate those who are their loved ones and close friends in this world. All the love that was based on anything other than faith will turn to enmity. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Al-akhillau yawma idhim ba'duhum li ba'din aduun illa al-muttaqeen. Friends on that day will be foes unto another except al-muttaqoon, who are the pious. And on that day, Isa ibn Maryam alayhi salam will disown those who took him as God and worshipped him instead of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah said, remember when Allah will say on the day of Qiyamah, O Isa, the son of Maryam, did you say unto men, worship me and my mother as two gods besides Allah? He will say, glory be to you. It was not for me to say what I had no right to say. Had I said such a thing, you would surely have known it. You know what is in my inner self, though I do not know what is in yours. Truly, you, only you, are the all-knower of all that is hidden and unseen. Never did I say to them aught except what you did command me to say, which was worship Allah, my Lord, and your Lord. And on the day of Qiyamah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then tells us in the Quran what the state of the pious people will be. Allah said that إِنَّ الَّذِينَ سَبَقَتْ لَهُمْ مِنَّ الْحُسْنَى أُولَٰئِكَ عَنْهَا مُبْعَدُونَ لَا يَسْمَعُونَ حَسِيسَهَا وَهُمْ فِي مَا اشْتَهَتْ أَنفُسُهُمْ خَالِدُونَ لَا يَحْزُنُهُمُ الْفَزَعُ الْأَكْبَرُ وَتَتَلَقَّاهُمُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ هَذَا يَوْمُكُمُ الَّذِي كُنْتُمْ تُوعَدُونَ. This is the group of Allah's slaves that will not be terrified when all others will be terrified, and they will not grieve when the people grieve. They are the friends, the close friends of Allah, the Most Merciful. They believe in Allah and they strove to obey and worship Allah in preparation for that day. So Allah will keep them safe on that day. And when these people are resurrected from their graves, they will be met by angels of Allah who will calm them down and reassure them. Allah said, verily those for whom the good has proceeded from us, they will be removed far therefrom. In other words, from hell. And Isa, the son of Maryam, Uzair alayhi salam, they shall not hear the slightest sound of it, meaning hell, while they abide in that which their own selves their desire. The greatest terror on the day of Qiyamah will not grieve them, and the angels will meet them with the greeting, this is your day which you were promised. Allah said, Ya ibadi la khawfun alaykum al-yawma wa la antum tahzanun. Allah will on the day of Qiyamah, His close friends will be reassured. Allah says, يَا عِبَادِ لَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْكُمُ الْيَوْمَ وَلَا أَنْتُمْ تَحْزَنُونَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِآيَاتِنَا وَكَانُوا مُسْلِمِينَ. It'll be said to the true believers, My worshippers, no fear shall be on you this day, nor shall you grieve. You who believed in our ayat, our signs, and you who were Muslims. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَلَا إِنَّ أَوْلِيَاءَ اللَّهِ لَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَكَانُوا يَتَّقُونَ لَهُمُ الْبُشْرَى فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ لَا تَبَدِيلَ لِكَلِمَاتِ اللَّهِ ذَلِكَ هُوَ الْفَوْزُ الْعَظِيمُ. No doubt, verily, the awliya of Allah, no fear shall come upon them, nor shall they grieve. Those who believed and used to fear Allah much by abstaining from evil deeds and sins and by doing righteous deeds, for them are glad tidings in the life of the present world and in the hereafter. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells us about those whom Allah will shade with his shade on the day of Qiyamah, when everybody is standing in a vast arena, and beneath the harsh glare of the sun, and they're tasting a punishment which even the mighty mountains could not bear. And a group of the best amongst them will be at peace in the shade of the throne of Allah, and they'll be spared the distress suffered by the rest of the people. So who will these people be? They'll be the people of high ambition, sincere resolve, the characteristics represented by the faith of Islam with its sublime values. There will be amongst them the just ruler who had power, he had authority, but he did not abuse that. Instead, he established justice amongst the people in accordance with the divinely revealed laws. Amongst them will be the young man who grew up worshipping Allah, restraining himself with the reins of taqwa, controlling his whims, controlling his desires, and so he remained pure all his life. And amongst them will be those who frequented the houses of Allah, the masajid, finding therein rest and being close to the masajid and conversing with Allah. Hardly they left the masajid when they longed to return to it. And amongst them, those that Allah will shade under his shade on the day of Qiyamah, are those who loved one another for the sake of Allah, tied together by the bonds of the brotherhood of faith, coming together in righteousness and piety and parting after doing good deeds. And amongst them will be those who shunned the temptation of women, who were prevented by their fear of Allah from falling into sin. And amongst them will be the one who spent sincerely for the sake of Allah alone, hiding his charity even from himself. And amongst them will be the one whose heart is filled with fear of Allah, so that he weeps for that reason when he is alone and there is no one else with him. And then amongst the people that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us they'll be in a good state on that day, and they are amongst the people who will not grieve when others will grieve, is that individual who strove to meet his brother's needs. And this is one of the greatest things that will relieve a person's distress on the day of Qiyamah. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, whoever relieves a believer of his distress in this world, Allah will relieve him of some of the distress of the day of Qiyamah. And whoever makes things easy for those who are in difficulty, Allah will make things easy for him in this world and in the next. And whoever conceals the faults of a Muslim in this world, Allah will conceal him his faults in this world and the hereafter. Allah will help the slave so long as the slave helps his brother. And amongst those that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will honor on the day of Qiyamah are those who show leniency to those who are in difficulty. Imam Bukhari, Imam Muslim both document or record the hadith of Abu Hurairah, in which the Prophet said, a man used to lend money to people and used to say to his servant, when you come to one who is in difficulty, let him off. Perhaps Allah will let us off. And when he met Allah, indeed Allah let him off. Those who are just in their just judgments towards their families and in any other matter which is entrusted to them, they too will be honored by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah. And the shuhada, the murabitun, the martyrs, and the guards that were stationed out on the borders of the Muslim state, they'll be honored on the day of Qiyamah. And those who control their anger, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless them on the day of Qiyamah. And those who free Muslim slaves, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will honor them too on the day of Qiyamah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will also give a very special honor to the one who calls to prayer, amongst those whose virtue will be made manifest on the day of Qiyamah, the Mu'adhin. They'll have the longest necks on that day. Imam Muslim, rahimahullah, he narrated in his Sahih, Mu'awi ibn Abi Sufyan, radiallahu anhu, said, I heard the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, say that the Mu'adhins will have the longest necks of all the people on the day of Qiyamah. And those who go gray, they grow old in Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will also honor them. Gray hair will be a light for its owner if he is a Muslim on the day of Qiyamah, as it is stated in the Sahih Ahadith. Imam Tirmidhi rahimahullah has recorded the hadith of Ka'b ibn Murra radiallahu anhu, that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever turns gray in Islam, his gray hair will be a light for him on the day of Qiyamah. In another hadith, the hadith of Umar ibn Abbas, the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, whoever turns gray for the sake of Allah, his gray hair will be a light for him on the day of Qiyamah. And another hadith of Abdullah ibn Amr radiallahu anhu, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, gray hair is the light of a Muslim. No man turns gray in Islam, but for every gray hair, he will have one hasana, one good deed, and his status will be raised by one degree. This is why the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam tells us in the hadith of Abu Huraira, do not pluck gray hair, for it will be a light on the day of Qiyamah. Whoever turns gray in Islam, for every gray hair, he will have one hasana, and his status will be raised by one degree. And amongst those that will be honored on the day of Qiyamah are those who performed wudu in this world, the ritual cleansing, right before performing salat. So those who respond to the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they establish the regular prayer, they do wudu as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has commanded us to do. They'll be called on the day of Qiyamah with their faces and limbs shining with the traces of wudu. We find the hadith in the Sahih of Imam Bukhari rahimahullah, in which Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu said, I heard the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say, on the day of Qiyamah, my ummah will be called Al-Ghurra Al-Muhajjaloon because of the traces of wudu. Ibn Hajar rahimahullah, while commenting on this hadith, said that ghur is the plural of aghar, which is one who has a ghurra, which is a white spot or a blaze. And this word originally means a white blaze on the face of a horse, but it was then used to indicate beauty, fame, a good reputation. And what is meant here is that the light will shine on the faces of the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When they are called before all of creation, they will be called by this name, and this is how they will look. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us amongst them. And this is the state of the people, the disbelievers and the believers on the day of Qiyamah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us amongst those who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will honor on that day. For more on the day of Qiyamah, stay tuned. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.